Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. The Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar. Heidi Muller and Bob Webb are going to be running around the countryside. Actually, they're doing two gigs. They're doing a lot of cuts from her latest album that came out last October, Up Hurricane Creek. It's a good album, Hurricane Creek. Anyway, I think it's Creek. And we'll hear some from it next week. And they're going to be at the Newport Create Place. That's really cool down there in Newport. It's awesome. They're going back to that direction. Heidi was one of the first people that I knew that played that place when I first heard about it. And old Charlie McGuire played it at one time. And they're just doing some good music there at the Create Place. And they got back on track, and they've got her there along with Mr. Bob Webb, Heidi and Bob doing their thing. All righty. And then they're going to be at the Harrington Opera House. These are both 7 o'clock shows. They're going to be at the Harrington Opera House in Harrington, Washington, on Saturday the 29th. And so that's fun, you know, get them out of Enterprise and spread their wealth and their fun and their richness to other parts of the states. Pretty cool stuff. They do that big dulcimer camp around the 4th of July, which is been sold out since 1902. It sells out real fast now. They started that thing going about, I don't know, 5-6 years back. And now it's just become sort of an Oregonian, an Enterprisian, a Joseph, a Walla Walla Lake institution every summer. And Heidi Muller, Bob Webb, Dulcimer Camp. And when you want to register for it, you're going to have to register for, probably a year or so in advance. Who knows? All righty. It's a cool thing, though, to get all those dulcimer players playing dulcimers all around the countryside. All righty. Okay. Not too much else going on I can think of. There's a concert in the Tri-Cities, but I don't know what it is. Can't find a calendar for it for April. But there is something tonight in the Tri-Cities, because it's that's the fourth Saturday. So they've already done some stuff. I don't have anything for April in the Tri-Cities. Sorry about that. I just don't. I can tell you, though, that in May, at the end of May, they do a membership thing and they have a concert for their Three Rivers Folklore Society. And you need to show up to that. That's when the public gets the report and they have a wonderful gig going on there. And so that'll be happening. Also, don't you be forgetting now, your applications for the Yakima Folklife Festival are due on May 30th. Just go to the Yakima Folklore Society website. I think it's yakimafolkfestival.com, I think is what it is. And you need to get that filled out. That's going to come up a lot faster than you think. The Tumbleweed Festival applications, I think, have already been due. I think that date's up, but they do have a waiting list. So you can still go to the Three Rivers Folklore Society website and do the Tumbleweed Festival application, because there will be a waiting list. That's Labor Day weekend. That's an awesome, awesome festival. So you be sure and put Labor Day weekend aside on your calendar. Also put this aside, June 22nd at, I believe, 7:30, is the 35th anniversary Inland Folk Concert. We're going to talk a lot more about this now, because after pledge drives and things, we're going to start talking more about this. Heidi Muller, be there. Along with hopefully Mr. Brian Bowers and Belinda Bowler and Pint and Dale and myself. And we're recording these shows in advance, of course, so things could change. But that's what it's looking like on June the 22nd. And tickets will only be available online, and they're part of a pledge. If you pledge to public radio, you get a ticket. That's how it works. Okay? All right, if you pledge to Northwest Public Radio, you get a ticket. Is how they work. And this is the tail ends of pledge drives, and pledge drives are going on. And don't put us in situations where we don't make our quota, where we don't make what we need, because we have to make it somehow, and that means somehow we'll still be asking you for it after the designated end of the pledge drive. So you don't want to be doing that, okay? Just make your donation, and if everybody who's listening made their donations, we could clean up pretty fast and make this and mop it all up and put it to bed until next fall. All righty, where are we at here? I don't exactly know what I've queued up here. I can't quite remember. But I think we're doing Pat Maron, Funny Songs, and he recorded Chipmunk with a Death Wish, Leah Kaufman and Cat Fox's song that I had recorded, and he thought it was a funny song, so he recorded it on his album called My Favorite Funny Songs, Pat Maron.
Hey, dudes, listen up. I'm serious. This is not just a cry for attention. I'm a rodent by the side, contemplating my last ride, chipmunk with a death wish. Who'd have guessed that my desire is to be one with your tire, chipmunk with a death wish. I need a driver with the nerve, who'll hit the gas, will not swerve. With all these Greenpeace tabs, I could be here all night. Chipmunk with a death wish. Chipmunk with a death wish. Chipmunk with a death. Chipmunk with a death. With a death wish. Oh, those chickens are so snide, standing on the other side, chipmunk with a death wish. But they're just full of talk, too chicken to jaywalk, chipmunk with a death wish. Your car won't show a dent, no indication that I went. If you want a souvenir, you better hit a deer. Chipmunk with a death wish. Chipmunk with a death wish. Chipmunk with a death. Chipmunk with a death. With a death wish. Wheels go round in my mind, so easy to be hypnotized. Nietzsche would not be surprised at a chipmunk with a death wish. My mom, whom I adored, was flattened by a Ford, chipmunk with a death wish. My cousins Bert and Tevye picked a 57 Chevy, chipmunk with a death wish. Would you think I was a snob, dude, if I waited for a sob? What a classy way to go, being hit by a Peugeot. Chipmunk with a death wish. Chipmunk with a death wish. Chipmunk with a death. Chipmunk with a death. With a death wish. Better polish up the china at Billy's Roadkill Diner, chipmunk with a death wish. Who'd have thought this little critters would make such tasty fritters, chipmunk with a death wish. Bet you can't wait to wrap your jaws around these chewy little claws. Oh, put a pasta underneath, better spit out the teeth. Oh, chipmunk with a death wish. Chipmunk with a death wish. Chipmunk with a death. Chipmunk with a death. With a death squish. I am not going to counseling, dude.
Thank you. something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway, looking for a new friend. A man in a coonskin cap and a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10. Maggie comes Fleetfoot, face full of black soot, talking at the heat, put plants in the bed, but phone's tapped anyway. Maggie says a minute, say they must bust an early man. Orders from the DA. Look out, kid, don't matter what you did. But walk on your tiptoes, don't tie no bows. Better stay away from those that carry around a fire hose. Keep a clean nose, wash your plain clothes. You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Oh, get sick, get well, hang around the inkwell. Hang bell, hard to tell if anything is gonna sell. Try hard, get boxed, get back, ride rail, get jail, jump bail. Join the army if you fail. Look out, kid, you're gonna get hit by losers, cheaters, six-time users, hanging around the theaters. Girl by the whirlpools, looking for a new fool. Don't follow leaders, or watch your parking meters. Oh, get born, keep warm, short pants, romance. Learn to dance, get dressed, get blessed.
I'm a vegetarian, worst nightmare. I get a little buzz when I eat my steak rare. I like chicken, turkey, mutton, and pork. Anything that bleeds when you stick it with a fork. Yeah, I'm a meat-eating man from my head to my toes. You can see it on my skin, you can smell it on my clothes. I've got an air about me, they say I smell funny. Well, I'm at peace with myself when I'm chewing on a bunny. Well, I eat some vegetables, pass me the fries. Heap them on my burger, make it super size. My cholesterol is bubbling, it's really quite high. My heart's gotta be strong to pump it all by. Yeah, I'm a meat-eating man from my hoof to my mouth. Don't really care if my figure's gone south. I've got an air about me, they say I smell funny. Well, I'm at peace with myself when I'm chewing on a bunny. These days I only eat cows that have starved to death. So all you vegans or vegans or whatever, I don't know, save your breath. The cows, they all starved, it's really quite rude. Dang vegetarians ate up their food. Yeah, I'm a meat-eating man, I eat birds by the flock. Wife once caught me chewing her Birkenstock. Bean sprouts, tofu, nuts from the pine. Lips that touch couscous will never touch mine. Barbecue baby, won't you let me light your fire? Whiskey sour sauce is my desire. Greasy bacon sausage, fat back and ribs. Move over, honey, I want second dibs. Yeah, I'm a meat-eating man from my head to my toes. You can see it on my skin, you can smell it on my clothes. I've got an air about me, I know I smell funny, but I'm at peace with myself when I'm chewing on a bunny. I'm at peace with myself when I'm chewing on a bunny. Here, bunny, bunny, here, bunny, bunny.
Pat Maron, who's with the band Out of the Wood, not in Out of the Woods, but like Music Out of the Wood. He's with the dance band. They've been around for a long, long time. He and his wife, Vicky Maron and Kathy Bowman. This is Pat Maron's album. Out of the Wood also has an album. This is Pat Maron's album called My Favorite Funny Songs. Pat's got an interesting sense of humor. Vegetarian's Nightmare and The Chipmunk with a Death Wish. He's got a nice one here about the Walmart parking lot. It's basically an EP. There's only, I think, 7 songs on it, something like that. Maybe he felt that he should only, you know, subject people to his humor in smaller doses. Maybe there'll be a volume 2, another EP, and eventually they'll put them all together on one big CD that'll last 80 minutes, and you can all go and listen to songs like The Vegetarian's Nightmare and The Chipmunk with a Death Wish. Pat Maron, out of Sandpoint, and there you go. We heard Chipmunk with a Death Wish and The Vegetarian's Nightmare. And in there, in between them, we heard Bob Dylan's Subterranean Homesick Blues. And now we're going to hear a little more from people who sing Bob Dylan songs, or did, or will, or could. John Gorka, the great John Gorka. And he's going to do Just Like a Woman from the Nod to Bob 2 album.
Nobody feels any pain tonight as I stand inside the rain. Everybody knows that baby's got new clothes, but lately I see her ribbons and her bows have fallen her curls. She takes just like a woman. Yes, she does, and she makes love just like a woman. Yes, she does, and she aches just like a woman. But she breaks just like a little girl. Queen Mary, she's my friend. Yes, I believe I'll go see her again. Nobody has to guess that baby can't be blessed till she sees finally that she's like all the rest with her fog, her amphetamine and her pearls. She takes just like a woman. Yes, she does, and she makes love just like a woman. Yes, she does, and she aches just like a woman. But she breaks just like little girl. It was raining from the first. I was dying there of thirst, so I came in here. And your long time curse hurts, but what's worse is this pain in here. I can't stay in here. Ain't it clear that I just can't fit? Yes, I believe it's time for us to quit. When we meet again, introduced as friends, please don't let on that you knew me when I was hungry and it was your world. You take just like a woman. Yes, you do, and you you break just like a little girl.
Yesterday was not an endless highway, and tonight is not a crooked trail, and tomorrow wasn't such a long time. Lonesome would be like nothing to me at all. Only if my own true love was waiting, and I could feel his heart softly pounding, and feel his arms around me, then I could lie in my own bed once again. See my reflection in the water. I can't speak the signs that show no pain. I can't hear the echo of my footsteps. I can't remember the sound of my own name. I could feel his heart softly pounding, and feel his arms around me, then I could lie in my own bed once again. Silver singing river, beauty in the sunrise in the sky. None of these and nothing else can match the beauty that I remember in my own true lover's eyes. Feel his heart softly pounding, and feel his arms around me, then I could lie in my own bed once again. Oh, I could lie in my own bed again. I could lie. Yeah.
Lay down your weary tune, lay down. Lay down the song you strum, and rest yourself neath the strength of strings. No voice can hope to hum, struck by the sounds before the sun. I knew the night had gone. The morning breeze like a bugle blew against the drums of dawn. Lay down your weary tune, lay down. Lay down the song you strum, and rest yourself neath the strength of strings. No voice can hope to hum. The ocean wild like an organ played, the seaweed wove its strands, the crashing waves like cymbals clashed against the rocks and sands. Lay down your weeds, lay down. Lay down the song you strum, and rest yourself neath the strength of strings. No voice can hope to hum. I stood unwound beneath the sky, and clouds unbound by law, crying rain like a trumpet sang, and asked for no applause. Lay down your weary tune, lay down. Lay down the song you strum, and rest yourself neath the strength of strings. Can hope to hum. The last leaves fell from the trees and clung to a new love's breast. The branches bare like a banjo played, two winds that lay and best. I gazed down in the river's mirror and watched its winding strum. The water smooth ran like a hymn, and like a harp did hum. Lay down your yourself neath the strength of strings. No voice can hope to hum.
I'd like to sing a song that was one of our favorite songs in jail, but mainly I'd like to tell some jail stories, because I think we all have to overcome our fear of jail, because if we're ever going to have a nonviolent revolution, everybody's going to have to learn how to go to jail. Jail's not so bad, it's just a big fat bore. And I think the reason jail is such a bore is that you're stuck with yourself, and it's just harder to find distractions than it is on the outside. It's so difficult to tell sometimes which is the outside and which is the inside. Anyway, I went to jail twice with my old lady, and once with my sister Mimi, for sitting in at the Oakland Induction Center. And what I was doing there was simply trying to ask the young men on their way in what they were doing or if they knew what they were doing, and if they did, why they were doing it, and so forth. But I didn't have time to sit around and ask a whole lot of questions because police came and took us all to jail. And I met some very interesting people in jail. I learned a whole new vocabulary. And the girl on my left had shot her husband, which, you know, seems reasonable. The one on my right was just sort of average run-of-the-mill junkie. We all got along very well. And one thing fun in jail is that they count you all the time. And boy, you really count. And if you're not there when they count, then you know how much they missed you. And one night after count, we heard over the squawk box, "All right, ladies, church." I figured, you know, what the heck? You might have some fun going to church. That about 70% of the inmates were black. So I thought maybe there'd be some singing and some stomping and some grooving. So I said, "Come on, you guys, you know, doesn't anybody ever go to church?" And they sort of shrugged like, "Oh, well, she's new here." And so, but to sort of humor me, about 10 regular kids were black kids and about 10 demonstrators, political prisoners, all went off to church. And when we walked in, there were two other people in church. They were white. They'd already been saved. And there was a lady minister, and she took one look at us and knew we were unsalvageable. And she swallowed hard and welcomed us into the church. And she said, "We will sing from page 41. She had one other lady with her whom she'd saved in Hawaii, who was playing the organ. And one of the black prisoners said, "No, we won't sing that one. We want to sing it our way." The way the minister had intended to sing it was, "Jesus is our Savior. We shall not be moved." Da, 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 da. And then it went our way, and we only got as far as, "Black and white together, we shall not be moved." And the lady minister said, "There will be no demonstrations." She said, "I know what's going on the outside, and it's not going to happen in this church." So, and she said, "The Lord speaks to us in a soft and sweet voice." And one of the regular inmates said, "Now, how do you know?" And she held up the Bible in her hand and said, "I have a personal love letter here from God." And I thought, well, I'm not going to fight her on that. Not right now. And then she asked for testimonies, and one of the political prisoners got up in a great humor and said, "I think I'm God and you're God and everybody here is God, and God is sick and tired of people running around killing each other." And the minister said, "Well, I'm sorry, my dear, but you've been misinformed." And then she said, "I think some of us came here this evening to praise the Lord, and other of us came here to have fun." I thought, you know, wow. And she said, "Those who came here to praise the Lord may stay. Those who came to have fun, please leave." So everybody left except the two people she'd saved and the one she stayed in Hawaii. And we went off and had our own little church meeting. One of the songs that everybody liked the best was this one. "Swing low, sweet chariot, coming to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for Jordan, and what did I see? Coming to carry me home, a band of angels were coming for me, coming for to carry me on home. if you get there before I do, coming to carry me home. Tell all my friends that I'm a coming there too. Coming for to carry me on a home swing low, sweet chariot, coming to carry me. Sweet chariot, coming for to carry me on home. Sweet chariot, coming for to carry me on home. Amen.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this guy is an expert on all stringed instruments. He plays them, he builds them, he sells them, he repairs them. Please welcome David Braunberg. Thank you. train, freight train, going so fast. Freight train, freight train, going so fast. Please don't tell them what train I'm on, and they won't know what route I've gone. Wrote this song. It's called She Never Could Resist a Winding Road, and I sing it in the first person. In the old cold embers of the year, when joy and comfort disappeared, you searched around to find me. You're 100 miles behind me. The open road whispered in my ear, and I never could resist a winding road. I never could resist a winding road. Maybe just around the bend, rainbows waiting at the end. I never could resist a winding road.
So never could stay any place too long. So not be standing stairs where she belongs. If you love her, better know she needs you now. But soon she'll go. She never could stay any place too long.
Not that I don't care about you. Say you love me, I don't doubt you. I can learn to live without you when I hear the call.
Tie her down, just set her free. Too many things she wants to see. The whole wide world that's out.
And I never could resist a winding road. I never could resist a winding road. Maybe just around the bend, rainbow waiting at the end. I never could resist a winding road. I never could resist a winding road. I never could resist a winding road.
Wind up stranded in Durango, your pocket full of dust and cares, and strangers passing all around you, they offer nothing but their stares. If you're unclear about the journey, and you're not sure where you stand, feeling weak and abandoned, and you're making your peace with the man. up beside you. String of ponies at my side. I will take up your burden, and together we'll ride. Some foreign land, demons riding down upon you, and your pistols choked with sand. If you're unclear about the journey, and you're not sure where you stand, you're feeling weak and abandoned, and you're making your peace with the man right up beside you. String of ponies at my side. I will take up your burden. Ooh, together we'll ride. Fields over the next rise. Oh, no matter where you stand, no matter where you must hide, if you're unclear about the journey, you're not sure where you stand, if you're feeling weak and abandoned, and you're making your peace with the man right up beside you. String of ponies at my side. I'll take up your burden. All together we'll ride.
That's Tom Drake. This is a really good album, Good Little Boy. I keep forgetting just how good an album this is until, you know, it just crops up. We throw them in big piles and pull them out and throw them back in big piles and pull them out again. And I've had this album now for 5 or 6 years, 4 or 5 years. And he's pretty amazing, Tom Drake. And he's in a couple of bands here in the Moscow area. And he writes good stuff and he plays good stuff. And he surrounds himself with really, really good musicians. And he knows what he's doing, Durango, and I love what he writes, Tom Drake. We also heard a bunch of cuts from the Nod with Bob series on Red House Records, Rosalie Sorrell's Tomorrow is a Long Time, Story Hill, Lay Down Your Weary Head, Lay Down. And we also heard John Gorka doing Just Like a Woman. And good stuff from those Nod to Bob albums. Alrighty, then we heard Joan Baez at Newport in 1968 when she was a young radical. She still wasn't even in her 30s yet. She was probably maybe about 26, 27 years old. And she'd already experienced a lot, Joan Baez had. And we heard her version from that of Swing Low Sweet Chariot, which is also a song that's on the 75th birthday tribute to Joan Baez, and it would have been neat to hear her sing that, but I wanted to play some other things like Freight Train with David Bromberg and The Winding Road. She never could miss a Winding Road with Richard Thompson and David Bromberg. And we're going to hear one more to round out the show, if you will. And this is with Judy Collins, Joan Baez classic. A Joan Baez classic.
The legend with the blue eyes. Judy Blue Eyes. Judy Collins. That's not unusual. It's just that the moon is full and you happen to call. And here I sit, hand on the telephone, hearing a voice I'd known a couple of light years ago, heading straight for a fall.
Keeping things vague.
'Cause I need some of that vagueness now. It's all come back too clearly. Yes, I loved you dearly. And if you're offering me diamonds and rust, I've already paid.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, two legends of folk music, two of the finest legends in folk music. Women who really, really stretched some boundaries. And you think way back in the 60s, Judy Collins and Joan Baez doing Diamonds and Rust. And of course, sometimes when Joan Baez does Diamonds and Rust now, she says, if you're offering me diamonds and rusts, I'll take the diamonds, she says. All righty. Heidi Muller in the background. Heidi and Bob Webb going to be at the Newport at the Create Place on Friday at 7 o'clock. Friday, the 28th of April. On the 29th of April, they're going to be at the Harrington Opera House. Also a 7 o'clock show doing old favorites and cuts from the brand new album, Up Hurricane Creek. Alrighty, so you be sure and check that out. Pledge to your favorite folk shows. You don't get to hear the fundraising as much if you don't want to. So what I'm saying is, make the calls, go to nwpr.org, go to SpokanePublicRadio.org, I think it's kpbx.org actually, and go down on those online things and do your pledging, okay? All righty. Assistant producer Eunjung Shin doing the playlists and doing the internet and putting it all together, and all I do is spin CDs. And if you want to email me, you can email me at dsanddaniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu, and I will get back to you, promise, probably sooner than later, 509-332-5047. Love to talk to folks. Okay, alrighty, Heidi's going to start singing about the highways and the freeways and things. I want you folks to have fun making good music and enjoy everything that good music can give you, and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks. And then nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this show is history. It's done. If you're thinking about it, you're living in the past. You don't want to be doing that. Move forward. We'll see you around the bend now. Bye.